Next on Gospel of Life, find a new way to help your fellow believers discover the Bible's message about life. Hello and welcome to Gospel of Life. I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, director of this ministry, and we're joined by Janet Morana, our associate director. Today our guest is Cynthia Chapa, who is the Texas Federation President of Lutherans for Life. Cynthia, welcome.
It is good to be here. Thank you.
It's been our pleasure for years to collaborate with Lutherans for Life in various ways, particularly through the National Pro-Life Religious Council, of which I'm currently serving as president. And, of course, we've had Dr. Jim Lamb with us on that board and others as well that we've met in our travels throughout the country. So it's a particular pleasure to have you with us. You're going to talk to us today about a special new resource that brings people helps people to discover in the Bible the teachings on the sanctity of life at every stage. And we're going to get to that in a few moments. But introduce our viewers who may not be familiar with Lutherans for Life as to what this ministry is.
Well, your word resource is the key to what Lutherans for Life is all about. Lutherans for Life has the mission to witness to the sanctity of human life based on God's word and through education based on that word. And so we have a ministry that equips Christians and Lutherans in particular to know what God's perspective is on life and to carry that witness out then into society, to be salt and light in society. Our first president, Gene Garten, said, "Society will go nowhere unless the church goes there first." Mm-hmm. And so if your local abortion clinic is open by admission of the local Christian church, that is really what we're militating against. If the church would stand up and say no, this would never have happened to begin with. It would not have proliferated the way it has. But we're an alarm within the church to alert our members and our people to what God's word says about life.
That's what Janet, many of our other colleagues have said. In fact, Rusty, who's coming with us later often on our shows, Pastor Rusty Thomas, says abortion will end when the Church of Jesus Christ says so,
That's right.
One minute sooner.
Now, the Lutheran Church, what is the position of the denomination? Would you say it's a pro-life position? Because I know, you know, not all of the Protestant denominations do take a pro-life position. What's
exactly
the Lutheran Church?
The Lutheran Church in the United States has many denominations. There is not only one.
Right.
And because of that, there are various positions on life, and some of the churches are less adhering to the Word of God and more listening to what society has to say and not wanting to make waves or being carried along with secular views rather than views that are based on the Word of God and holding to truth. So in some cases, expediency has taken the place of truth. And that is it, you know, precisely why we exist as Lutherans for Life. We reach out to all Lutherans. It's a pan-Lutheran organization, and even our friends who do not agree with what we are speaking, we continue to speak the word in love, and know that God's word has power, and that's what can change hearts and eventually change all of society.
You're the head of the Texas Federation. There are various states that have these state-level groups of Lutherans for Life.
That's correct. Lutherans for Life is actually powered at the grassroots. That's where the action is. There is a national office in Nevada, Iowa, that produces these wonderful resources. But to get them into the grassroots, into the hands of people, we rely on volunteers. And the volunteer hierarchy, I would say, begins at the grassroots. Actually, it's a pyramid that's upside down. Then we have chapters at certain levels, and finally state federations, as we do here in Texas. But not every state in the United States has a federation. We'd like to see more established. We have 16 at this point.
And we're going to talk about some of these specific resources. But right at the outset, we should make clear that these Lutherans for Life, of course, has direct access most immediately to Christians who are Lutherans. But these resources are applicable to every Christian. I mean, it's so helpful to get into, you know, what does the Scripture say, and help us to understand what it says about the sanctity of life. That these are resources that any viewers that are watching now should not feel they have to be Lutheran in order to benefit by these, or that they're going to be just addressing Lutheran matters. These are very helpful resources for every Christian.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone who adheres to the Word of God will find these helpful.
Exactly.
So what is the newest resource that you want to tell us about?
The newest resource, hot off the presses, is a collaborative effort between the Bible publisher, God's Word to the Nations. That is a specific Bible translation. And they worked together with Lutherans for Life to produce a God's Word for Life Bible. And this Bible is unique in that it contains supplements to portions of Scripture that directly relate to life issues. And when I talk about life issues, I do, of course, mean abortion, but very importantly also post-abortion trauma, issues of family, marriage, going back to creation as God, the giver of life, the creator of life, also addressing stem cell research, cloning, all the biotechnologies that are coming out now, and how these relate to the Word of God and what God's Word has to say about those things, all the way through to euthanasia and family living. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole spectrum of life issues.
Scripture is so clear on these themes. I mean, as you know, from the beginning to the end, Scripture is showing us the vision of a God who makes us, of a God who is Lord over our lives, our choices, our joys and our sorrows, our death and our resurrection, and a God who not only makes us and rules over us, but who entrusts us to the care of one another. Scripture is so emphasizing this theme of love one another, care for the weak and the poor among you. I find, as we do our ministry, that in every page of Scripture, you're looking at a God who affirms life, a God who is life. So this must be a very, very powerful resource. You mentioned about these inserts or these supplements. Tell us in more detail how they work, where in the Bible they're located, and what they contain.
All right. I have before me one example. The title of this supplement is "You Have Unearned Moral Worth," and this you know, is at the basis of our attitude toward all human life. What does human life receive its value by what it does, what it's capable of doing, by its maturity or size? No, or is there intrinsic value to human life? And we see in God's Word in some of Jesus's miracle working powers in Luke, for example, here where he heals the sick and takes care of the blind and the lame and bears the burdens of others, how much value life has. So then there is a little insert here on that about the sanctity of human life as the pillar of civilization. Now, these little inserts are no more than one or two pages long. Mm-hmm. So it's not a great theological treatise. Right. It's more for devotional use, but also for counseling. At the beginning of the Bible is a whole section for those who are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy.
Oh, excellent.
And I think that might be especially helpful to the folks, the volunteers in pregnancy help centers, mm-hmm. where they are counseling from God's Word. They do use the Word of God for that. And also for the young woman or her family who is experiencing that issue. And it brings out God's Word for an unplanned pregnancy. It brings out what are alternative ways of looking at this so-called problem. And it is, you know, it is something that we need to be compassionate about and not just come down with a judgmental attitude, but to try to draw out the beauty of life in the womb, no matter what the circumstances, and then to give hope to this young woman beyond this immediate problem.
Right.
So it's a resource for the individual, it's a resource for pregnancy help centers, and it's a resource for counselors, for pastors and teachers who run into these issues.
I imagine pastors using this just for their preaching. You know, I want to give a sermon on life and show me how to take the scriptural passage and add these additional reflections that bring out the substance of what's already there in the Word.
Right. And you know, when you think about it, when you just said unplanned pregnancy, what popped into my mind was, well, Mary, you know, gave birth to Jesus. Well, she wasn't planning on that, you know, until the angel appeared to her and said, news for you, you know. So when you think about that, for a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, what better example than Mary saying yes and agreeing to give birth to our Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, where would we all be if she didn't say yes, you know, in God's plan? So there must be a lot of scripture things that are notated here that would, you know, encourage a woman that is going through that difficult moment, you know?
It gives you a different perspective than what you hear in the secular media.
That's right.
Or what we are, our children in particular, are bombarded with even in public schools and so on. One of the emphases in the ministry is also on chastity and on holding our young people to a higher standard than is normally the case nowadays, and encouraging them in that. So there are whole sections in here on the beauty of marriage, on waiting, on saved sex. So that's a very important emphasis as well.
Well, this seems to me then this would be a great resource for youth ministers.
Also, you know, for youth ministers.
That's right, because I think they always need something to help. You know, there's so many Bible studies, I think, for the young people, but now they need something to kind of point them in the right direction and really zero in on those scriptures that are encouraging them to be chaste and not go down the path of the society we're living in. You know?
The inserts have the reflection on what a particular passage is saying. But then do they also contain devotional items, prayers, for example,
yes,
and that could then be used in a setting of a Bible study, Sunday school?
And they're varied in their approach. There are different authors for the supplements, those who are considered more the authority in that area or have more background, say, in biotechnology.
Right.
And so they are very appropriate to Bible study. You could actually begin with do a whole life issues Bible study series and go through each of these blue inserts, supplements, and use them to investigate the surrounding text.
There's an interesting sub-theme here is that when we talk about the biotechnology, cloning, stem cell research, and genetic manipulation, and all of these kinds of things. Obviously, at the time that Scripture was written, the Old Testament, and of course much later than you, these things were so far beyond the imagination of the people of those times, and certainly are not referred to in any explicit way in the pages of Scripture. And yet we know that the principal author of Scripture, the Holy Spirit, knew full well what was coming in the year 2006 and 2007, knew full well the moral challenges that we would be facing today. And Scripture does not have to explicitly mention something like stem cell cloning or genetic manipulation or even abortion, for that matter, in order for there to be in the Scripture the answer to those problems. The truth of God's image in the human person and the fact that we cannot, without putting ourselves in peril, tamper with that image and that dignity of life. So it's an amazing commentary on the power of the Word that, in fact, we can have draw out from those pages comments on issues that those people could have never imagined.
It's a living Word. That means it's alive and it works in our hearts, and it's an eternal Word. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my word will not pass away. So its truths are eternally true, and it has eternal, you know, everyday application, no matter what the age.
And transforming also, as you're saying about the pregnancy alternative, the abortion alternatives, pregnancy counseling, post-abortion healing you mentioned before. The person using this particular resource is going to find there not only the education and the understanding, but now the new strength, aren't they, to say, all right, God is telling me what's right. He's also giving me the power to do it.
Yes, I think your comment about the word of life forgiving those who have made this terrible choice with all its ramifications in their own lives. We know that abortion hurts the woman as much as it kills the baby, but it kills her soul in a way.
Yes.
And the life and hope that's offered in forgiveness through Jesus is a main emphasis of God's word, for one thing, and of course for our ministry and of this particular Bible. It's a huge aspect. In fact, in Lutherans for Life, there is a whole new ministry offshoot of Lutherans for Life called Word of Hope, mm-hmm. and that is a ministry and outreach with an 800 number national for post-abortive healing. And it is a ministry in which God's Word is used as the instrument of healing.
And that, of course, ties in with your work very nicely.
Right. With the Sound No More Awareness campaign, we're quite aware that, you know, women are hurting and damaged from abortion. And it sounds to me like this Bible program would be, sometimes they're not going to maybe make a phone call just yet, mm-hmm. or they don't want to go back to church just yet. They feel that shame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone listening to us right now might say, you know what, maybe I could order this Bible.
Right.
Because maybe, you know, in the privacy of my own home, I haven't told anyone about my abortion. You know, I haven't even admitted it to my pastor or my family, but someone listening to this right now could order this Bible and begin going through those pages and take the very, very first steps and see the mercy of the Lord Jesus, you know? So suppose someone listening wants to get the Bible. Do you have a website? And
yes, Lutherans for Life has a national website, www.lutheransforlife.org. And all of our resources, and there is a plethora of top-notch resources, are made available on that website. Or you can call the 800 number, that's 888-364-LIFE, and talk to someone personally.
That's great. And suppose someone wants to email Lutherans for Life. Is there an email also?
Yes, you can. There is an email address, info@lutheransforlife.org.
So.
Just have to remember how to spell Lutheran.
Yes. Well, this is fabulous. Thanks for sharing this new resource with us.
We're very pleased to be advertising this now and let others know how much resource there is for them through this ministry and others, I'm sure.
And we will pledge to you our collaboration in getting the word out about this new Bible on life. And as well as the other resources Lutherans for Life produce and our collaboration on the grassroots level, we value that very much. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you, Janet.
Okay.
And thank you, brothers and sisters, for your presence with us on this program. And let others know about these resources. This is the key. It depends as much on you as it does on us here in the television studios. Speaking the word of life, we bring life about because God's word accomplishes everything it says. Stay with us now for our action segment.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide.
I couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
Do you realize that every 23 seconds a baby is killed by legal abortion in this country? But you know, you can do something to save those lives. At Gospel Life Ministries, we have a bulletin insert called You can save someone's life today, and we make this available absolutely free for your church. And it doesn't matter how many bulletins you print. Suppose you print 1,000, 2,000, we'll send it to you free. And in this insert, you can save someone's life today, are the resources that you need to reach out and help a girl. Suppose you hear of a girl who's pregnant and in need. We have the hotline numbers where that girl can receive help right in her own community. And we're talking about medical expenses paid, a place to live if necessary, job opportunities. She doesn't have to feel that her only way is to go to an abortion mill. And also, if you know someone who is hurting from an abortion, we want to bring them back to the healing and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this bulletin insert are the ministries there, toll-free numbers that are waiting in open arms to receive her back to help and healing. And in addition, you can inform your church community about facts about abortion. And then finally, you can get involved. You can help us and join hands in saving those lives, because in this bulletin insert are action items so that everybody can help save a life today. Thank you. Call us at our toll-free number.
Prayer is essential to everything we do as Christians. The Lord Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." That's why we at Gospel of Life have launched a national prayer campaign to end abortion. We've composed a simple prayer that you can say each and every day. And that prayer is available at prayercampaign.org on the internet. You can say this prayer with your family. You can bring it to your pastor. Some pastors, in fact, have placed this prayer in the church bulletin or on the inside of their parish hymnals. In whatever way you can promote this prayer, you'll be adding more and more believers to this great campaign to ask the Lord to bring an end to abortion in America and to commit ourselves to do what He wants us to do to achieve that goal. Join the National Prayer Campaign to End Abortion at prayercampaign.org. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank. Gospel of Life Ministries, Priests for Life, and the National Pro-Life Action Center are ready, willing, and able to come to your church, conference, convention, prayer group, Sunday school, or pro-life event. Dynamic, seasoned, and experienced speakers, teachers, and presenters are available. Renowned leaders such as Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life and President of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Janet Morana, Associate Director of Priests for Life and co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, together with pastoral associates Dr. Teresa Burke, the founder of Rachel's Vineyard, and her husband Kevin Burke, counselor and social worker, Jim Pinto, pro-life pioneer, and our clergy, Reverend Dennis Wilde, Reverend Peter West, and Reverend Walter Quinn, are prepared to preach and teach in your church about how to end the tragedy of abortion, minister to those suffering from abortion, help train and organize your pro-life group, lead retreats, and much, much more. To schedule a speaker in your area, call the Speakers Bureau at 888-735-3448, extension 258, or email us at speakers@gospelOfLife.com. The waiting is over. The time for action is now. Schedule an inspiring speaker for your area.
My friends, welcome to our action segment. You know, Janet, where we have our offices in New York, there are many of the local churches that have put up signs about abortion on their church property, big signs. And they've been up there for years and years, and everybody coming to church and also driving by on the road gets the pro-life message. This is a wonderful action item that we want to recommend today to our viewers.
That's right. And we're not talking about big, giant billboards. We're talking about a reasonably sized sign that is right on the church property, but in a very visible location so that people, pedestrians, cars going by, they really can get this message. And there's really some great messages, things like abortion stops the beating heart and a lot of different messages. And they're very simple to put up.
One of them says, abortion, the ultimate violation of human rights.
Right.
Another one says, cherish God's precious gift of life. I know another one says, let the preborn babies live.
And what happens is it becomes a part of the fabric of the neighborhood. And even if people aren't thinking about it, people who live in that area, as they go back and forth each and every time past that church, it's having an impact on
them. That's right. You know, and it's very simple project to do. I know we in New York had a local men's group that got together, and they just decided to be committed. They went to a sign company. They brought them the phrases and some designs, and they themselves took it upon themselves to kind of take the work away from the pastor or the minister, who's always very busy, and just said, look, we'll take care of all the details. Here's the different sign designs. You pick the one you want for your church. We'll do the rest. Just give us your permission. And they erected the signs. Because part of this is, you know, maybe a pastor or minister might say, I want to do this, but, and then that word of the time involved. So I encourage local pro-life people to say, listen, we can do this, and we can help our pastors up on the property.
Volunteer to do the work.
That's right.
That's required. Absolutely. and it's really, lives are saved by this. And people have to realize, lives are saved, because a lot of folks out there, even those that have appointments to get abortions, are very ambivalent about it. And sometimes they're looking for a sign from God to say, well, how, you know, tell me how whether I should really do this or not.
Right.
Just like a bumper sticker can save lives.
So can
signs in the parish can.
And then lawn signs, that's something that we all can have outside our homes.
Our own homes,
and
yes.
And there are companies where they can get these pro-life message lawn signs. Our friends at Victory One and Heritage House, they have them already made, and they're very reasonably priced. You can go to gospellife.com, and from our website get to theirs, where you can really pick a lot of different phrases. And there's no reason why you can't have that in front of your house where the shrubs are, and just put a couple of lawn signs. Because as people, again, walk and drive by, their mind will become alert to a little pro-life message that will help eventually get to them, you know.
Yes, and bringing this idea up furthermore in prayer groups and Bible studies or conversation with in your pro-life organizations and groups, spread this idea. Let people know about it, or writing it in a newsletter. And once the signs go up, if one church puts up a sign, make an event out of it.
That's right.
Take pictures, publicize it in the newspaper, invite the local newspaper to come by and say, we're going to unveil our sign. And then that gives them an opportunity then to explain to the community, for example, that we promote alternatives to abortion. And in fact, the sign can have a phone number for alternatives to abortion locally. Of course, another thing that this could lead to is actually purchasing billboards in the local community, and we did this also in the very beginning.
That's
and
right.
Found people very supportive, coming forward to pay for the billboard. In fact, the billboard company ended up donating most of the spaces.
That's right.
So people respond beautifully to this.
Right. And again, if they need help with getting these ideas launched, call us or contact us at Gospel of Life, and we'll be happy. Our staff is standing by, ready to help you with these suggestions and get them into action.
Exactly. Well, brothers and sisters, if you like the things that we say on Gospel of Life, please consider supporting us financially. We rely on people like you to advance our work. Be in touch with us at gospelolife.com. We're grateful to Life Dynamics, which is where we tape these shows, and they're very generous in helping us with the studio and also their staff assistants. And we are eager to hear from you. Contact us, let us know what you're doing, and together, let's work for a culture of life.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank, and I hope you've been encouraged and challenged today. If you and others you know, perhaps a prayer group, Bible study, Sunday school, or pro-life group, want to know more about Gospel of Life and how people of faith united together can build the culture of life, call us at 888-735-3448. Visit us on the web at www.gospelOfLife.com or email us at info@gospelOfLife.com. You can write to us at Gospel of Life, P.O. Box 60038, Staten Island, New York, 10306.